in shamanic work, it's always what needs to be done in the moment. Like, no, you'll probably find that no two healings are the same. If you work with people, it's always with me anyway, it's always a different, because we're all different. We've all got different, we all carry different energy. We all have unique thoughts and feelings. So for me, there's no such thing as, I've never done two of the same healings ever. Or it's maybe been similar, but there's just been slight alterations. Spiritual healing is hugely complex. Why do we need healing? Well, perhaps there's a multiple, a huge list of reasons why we need healing. It could be how we grew up. It could be a genetically reason for it. It may be part of our life story that we have to carry a disease or a problem throughout our whole. It might be a story that is that makes our destiny up. It might be, if it's either psychological or physical illness, it's there as because it's we're stuck with it and it's our own personal history. It's our story. It might be something which is purely there because it fits right in with your path. It's like it's perfect for you. And you go to a healer. Perhaps the healer, you just need one session and it's bingo, healed. Perhaps it needs many years. Perhaps you never do get healed. Perhaps it takes somebody, Reiki, shamanic, physiotherapy. Perhaps it's several healers over a period of time that it needs, that the disease or the imbalance needs. Perhaps the healing power is something that you have to do yourself. And perhaps it's all of the things, but none of the above. This is how amazingly multidimensional healing is. It could be something which has no solution, or maybe there is no answer. It's maybe something which could go way back through history, past life stuff. Generational, it's maybe something you've got to pass on. The mystery of healing is that it's, and I always have to remember and say to myself, you're not going to heal, or you might not be able to heal this person in an hour and a half. It might need weeks. It might need other healers. Sometimes, and what sometimes is the most powerful healing, is that person needs to bring in their whole family and sit with, maybe the family and you, the healer, has to heal the person. The wife or the husband or the mum and dad have to be in the room with you. That's we've done that before, where we've brought in members of a person's family in the healing, because the family had to be present in the room, physically present, for the healing to take place. Because, as you said, it's maybe a generational thing. Maybe the energy.
How would you know that, Matt? Would you know that when?
I didn't really know it.
I just wondered if somebody came. Is it just instinct?
It's instinct. Like we were saying before, the most powerful thing you can have is to trust your instinct, your vision. Yes, I don't know how it works, honestly. And they need maybe a year. Maybe a person needs to see you for a year, because that fits into what they're going through. And it could all be done in a session. You might be the last in a long line of healers, and all you've just been the person that's put the finishing touches. Or you might be the first healer they meet, and you've been like a bull. You've done so much work, and they feel, now that was great. And they might go to another healer, and that's perfect for them. And you know, we don't take offence if somebody goes, thank you, I'm off to see, you know, hope ear candle person. You go, great, that's what you need now. That's how we see it. It's just you play the part in that person's life for how long it takes.